Been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, congratulations there, Janet. Nice going.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a proposed repeal of Arizona's near-total ban on abortions has won approval from the State House, clearing its first hurdle a week after a court concluded the state can enforce the 1864 law, which only offers an exception for saving the patient's life. Three Republicans joined in with all 29 Democrats on Wednesday to support the repeal of the law that predated Arizona's statehood. President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform and outreach to influencers. The president is also facing criticism from some avid users of the app, which researchers have found is a primary news source for a third of Americans under 30. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, but the NASDAQ rose 16. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. 626. Standard tax and tenor rates may apply.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita, if you please. A little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze. A little bit of Sandra, she's so funky. A little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky. A little bit of Jessica's what I see. A little bit of break from Hillary.
From Cooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, those chicken wings? Yeah, put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room?
Yeah!
jump up and down, and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board, and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on Air Force One? We'll fly so high, we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught, we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap, a little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra on the fly, a little bit of Mary on the sly, a little bit of Jessica raising Cain, a little break from that old ball and chain.
Mr. President, the Democrats have been from Jamaica just arrived, sir.
All right. Light that baby up. Hey, want to see me inhale?
Let's see that. You go. Come on here, Willie. Willie, Willie. Okay. That's great. Come on. Can you see me? Okay.
Smooth.
Yeah.
A little bit of Monica in the house. A little bit of something on her blouse. A little bit. Rita, she's a go. A little bit of Tina, she's a hoe. A little bit of Sandra on the dais. A little bit of Mary, she's the best. A little bit of Jessica in my life. A great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls, me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. All right, hey.
President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody. Cross this mode. Cross this mode. Straighten this place up. Hey, honey. Welcome home.
Which reminds me, Montgomery Men's Health is there for guys who are dealing with issues like erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and denying these conditions, putting them off, feeling shame, it's such a waste of energy. In fact, it's not something you should wait to get fixed when there's a fix right here at Montgomery Men's Health. Created to take care of guys dealing with these problems. The reality is pills often, the word often is there for a reason, quit working. And guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, a study recently revealed that men will become more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. Guys, if you're feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, fatigued, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain or loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you just feel like you're going through the day in a fog. You can identify with any of those. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, it's now recommended, as you age, a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health be part of your annual men's health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. This is a test that could change your life. You get the test, the result, and a medical solution all at the same place. This is not theory in a capsule like you might find. No knock on vitamin stores, but these are medical solutions. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can change lives and get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improve sleep, a faster metabolism. In fact, they can help you lose weight there because excess weight can also contribute to some of the problems we already discussed and get an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. The number is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com. to book your appointment today. All right. We thank Pamela Dubuque from AMS Studios for sidekicking with us the first couple of hours. Ellen Murray, our movie maven, is going to join us in a little bit. And any minute now, I expect to hear from Brant McDonald here on The Chaos Show. The news just, it sucks. Nothing's changed. It's the same old crap. So we're going to have a little more fun before we're done at 6.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Go watch it, perverts!
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Next, no Srent, bad at Kefcare. My boss been wet, palmist, true under dash, double depressor. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words, and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is Nexnosrent. Nexnosrent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an Nexnosrent to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Nexnosrent. Okay, the next word we've got is Badekefker. Badekefker. Say it. Try it. Badekefker. President Biden.
Brock and I think it's a right for people to have bad care.
Next, my bus been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
What?
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're gonna really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressor. Truender dash dubba depressor. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressor. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressor. Truender dash dubba depressor. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truender dash double depressor.
Truender dash double depressor. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
This has sure been an educational show this afternoon, and now we're going to continue with Mr. Right on the Money. News Talk 93.1 FM, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon, Brant.
Hey, right back at you, buddy.
How's your day? What's been going on?
The day's been... Go ahead, buddy.
I was going to say, I've been blissfully ignoring the news because it's just sickening.
It's pretty bad. I'm right there with you. You know, of course, this is what we get paid to do. And so as you're researching, going through news, going through various data reports and this and that, you have to kind of weed through some of this nasty stuff to kind of get the meaningful stuff. These protests are appalling that are going on across the country. I'm sure you've seen, you were talking about the Bidenisms or whatever, the latest with the word pause. I think Twitter exploded on that one. This is crazy. And then I don't know if you saw this or not either. There's some breaking reports. It hadn't hit mainstream media of a Russian attack on in Ukraine on NATO weapons. The explosion was absolutely breathtaking. It almost looked like a nuclear explosion. And that's going around Twitter as well, saying, well, here's your $95 billion worth of weapons you just sent over there.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, Russia has just recently seized $400 million from J.P. Morgan under a court ruling in St. Petersburg. That was in direct response to what, Biden and the White House just did with this latest piece of legislation that was passed called the repo as part of the Ukrainian and Israeli aid package deal. So it's getting crazy, man. It's really getting crazy. It just seems like everything's coming off the rail. And you see this stuff with Biden, and you really, I think now more than ever, you have to begin to sort of accept the fact. I mean, we all kind of knew it before, but now we have to really accept the fact. This man, I do not think is in charge of this country. I don't know who is or who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. But
let me make a lucky guess.
That's a lot of Malenko.
I think that guy is.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. In the meantime, you know, the U.S. economy continues to really, really have a hard time. This afternoon, we had Meta, which is Facebook, okay?
Yes.
They reported earnings. You know, the thing that's crazy about it, the earnings were actually in line. I mean, revenue sort of beat expectations, earnings beat expectations. But then on the conference call, he starts talking about forward-looking guidance with respect to ad revenue and such. And as soon as he started doing that, the stock started falling like a rock because he was guiding down, indicating that things are not really looking good on a forward-looking basis. And so the stock runs down 10% in after hours. Then he continues his conference call talking about their investments in artificial intelligence and AI and how they don't expect any revenue to be generated from these investments for many years. And with that, the stock zoomed even lower. And the last I looked, which was about 10 or 15 minutes ago, Meta, which is Facebook, was down 18%. If that holds, it'll be the single largest drop in equity value of a company in history.
Wow.
In history. So, this again is the thing that I've been talking about for a long time. These companies are absolutely priced to perfection, trading in the stratosphere on almost every sort of valuation metric you can think of. There's a term that's been coined, the Magnificent Seven, you know, which is NVIDIA and Amazon and Microsoft and Tesla and Meta and Google and all these names. And now we're into earnings season. And Meta, not so great. One little hint, just a hint that things aren't going to be as good going forward. And this stock is getting massacred in after-hours trading. That's the kind of risk I think that's in this market, and that's why I say we really have to be careful, because I also think that it's somewhat of a testament to Meta beginning to realize sort of where this economy is heading for the rest of this year, because they were talking about ad revenue and revenues being lower towards the midpoint of this year and then towards the end of the year as well, of course. So. Not a great report there. We're going to get other earnings reports throughout this week and then even next week. Tomorrow we get, as I've been saying all week, we get the gross domestic product numbers, which are usually not that big of a deal. I mean, they're somewhat important. But again, it'll always be interesting to see how they revise from the last quarter. And I've actually sort of gotten to where I love these quarterly GDP reports because it's an opportunity for me to even further explain to listeners and clients and anyone who will listen that GDP growth is coming from money that's being borrowed. And as I've said, you know, for every dollar of growth that we're getting, the government is borrowing $2.50. and we know this is not sustainable. It's a real problem. So we'll talk about GDP tomorrow. Then Friday we get that big PCE report, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. We'll be talking about that as well. What's interesting to me to see in that PCE report, though, when we also got some other data today, which kind of dovetails into the auto insurance rates. But if you look at U.S. auto loan delinquency rates, you know, now have crossed over 4%. That's the highest they've been since 2008. Okay, the 60-day delinquency rate for subprime auto loans is now around about 4%. That's doubled in 3 years. So these numbers are going higher and higher and higher. And you look at the earnings reports from people like Chase and Citi and some of the others, they all say that consumer credit card debt, where they're reserving bank equity against bad debt, has gone through the roof. It's nearly doubled in the last 12 months. So all these things are going in the wrong direction. This is a very sort of scary period of time.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I want to say, Greg, and I don't know what time you've got, but this is really important. I've mentioned this many times about the relationship between the U.S. dollar and treasury bond interest rates and the Japanese yen and what's been going on there. And I know this can be a little bit of a complex discussion. It's not easy to hear and understand. Other than I will just say this, as I've said on the show for the last 9 months, this is the one thing that probably concerns me the most out of everything I talk about on this show.
Right.
It's the number one thing. And it is unraveling at a very fast pace now. And it's got everyone very nervous, extremely nervous. The yen has collapsed. They are literally on the verge of experiencing their Weimar moment. You know, that moment that Germany had nearly 100 years ago. That is what's happening now in Japan. The yen is lost probably close to a third of its value in just about 6 months. And it's picked up speed here in the last 6 weeks. And that's what's really turning heads.
Is that the kind of thing that can create hyperinflation like Germany had? That helped bring about?
No question about it.
Okay.
No question about it. And so the Japanese are going to be forced now to have to defend their currency. They cannot afford for it to go anymore. This is a DEFCON 5 situation in Japan. And the bottom line there, to get us out of complex discussions and get it to layman's language, it just means the Bank of Japan is going to have to start selling lots and lots and lots of treasury bonds to raise dollars so that they can make their currency begin to go the other way against the U.S. dollar. And as that happens, you're going to start to see U.S. bond yields go higher and higher. And that's the risk in this, is that if it gains speed and it starts to unwind very rapidly, the Treasury Department could potentially lose control of the U.S. Treasury bond market, and we get rates that spike, and that results in a market crash. And so this is the thing that is boiling behind the scenes that is probably the biggest of all the stuff we talk about. But notwithstanding that, we'll get off that one. But we're going to keep talking about it in the coming days, and certainly tomorrow GDP and Friday PCE.
Yes, which are bound to be at some level government lies. They always have to revise that stuff down, and they're going to want to put on a happy face. And by the way, great leadership can come in handy at a time like this. Listen to the commander in chief today.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years, pause. He's reading the teleprompter instructions to the people he's in front of, and they're apparently too dense to know any better. Four more years of this?
Ugh. It's unbelievable. There are no words left to describe this man. I also saw the other video that's been going around viral where he finishes up a speech and turns to his right to shake someone's hand. Have you seen that one?
He's like a Roomba. He just moves around until he hits something and then goes in another direction. Yeah, the invisible man, Joe Biden's biggest fan. Brent, thanks for your time this afternoon, my friend.
You absolutely, man. You got it.
Oh, by the way,
let's try to stay positive.
Unless you have a game a week from tonight, May 1st, I start my 20th year here in Montgomery, and I would like you to be at the bomb hours that night if you can.
You got it. I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
I will be there. That's a big deal.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Ellen Murray is here.
Time to go home and put on my good boobs.
Nah, she's here. And by the way, if there's anything that I don't understand, at least I have somebody with a master's degree in the house to help me figure it out, which is great. Good to see you.
Hey.
We're going to come back, talk movies and some other stuff, probably some culture and so forth, and maybe get a sneak preview of what's happening at ASF, which sounds exciting. 5:26 right now, though, we head to the Traffic Dungeon and Skipper, and we have your local Blue Water News coming up next.
Troy Highway at Vaughn Road, we had a lot of stuff fall off a trailer, including, from what I'm being told, a full-size dresser in the road. A lot of debris was reported in the roadway at Taylor and Vaughn, but hopefully they've got that cleaned up. They were working on that a little while ago. 85 southbound at Lawrence Street. Got 3 to 4 cars in the right lane, right on the edge. Please be aware that they are there. Traffic definitely building all over the area. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-ins. New car sales are through the roof, but look, they need clean, late model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
It is 5:28. Here's your local Blue Water News.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. 6 meeting days remain in Alabama's annual legislative session, and lawmakers still have to pass the 2 primary state budgets for the fiscal year. Their main constitutional responsibility is about halfway completed. The House passed the education budget, and the Senate has passed the general fund. Alabama lawmakers voted Tuesday to withhold economic incentives from companies that voluntarily recognize a union instead of holding an election. The bill now returns to the Alabama Senate to approve the House changes. The proposal will not affect companies that are already unionized. The United States Mint has released a new $1 coin honoring innovation in the state of Alabama. Honoring Alabama's critical role in the space race and landing man on the moon, the reverse design on the Alabama coin depicts the Saturn V rocket blasting off with the moon in the background. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey, this is Prattville Mayor Bill Gillespie asking you to join in with the Jones Drugs on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take-Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville location and bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gouging you at the movies. Robbing you at the movies, charging you at the movies to get a decent seat.
To be able to see,
you'll have to spend money.
Your neck's gonna hurt from the craning if you don't suck it up and pay up. Oh, theater ticket inflation, more like corporate greed. Gouging you at the
timely was that as News Talk 93.1 FM welcomes our movie Maven, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios. 730-1268. We welcome Jeb. Wake up. We have a woman in the studio.
Please clap.
Thank you. Emma Murray, good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a little sticker shock in terms of time on some films that are turning 20, which even surprised me. But right now, we are going to turn the floor over to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Talking about the movies, I was I pulled up on Amazon Prime the Dune 2. $29 they wanted to watch Dune 2. On
$29?
What?
$29. $29. I'm like, what? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything over maybe $14 or $15 on Prime.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so that one kind of shocked me. That's your sticker shock right there.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. So, wow.
So, by the way, pause. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to read that. Dang.
let's hear that clip. It's a short clip, Chad. I'm going to play it while you're on the phone with us.
All right.
This is Biden today.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years.
Yeah, like that wasn't a staged event, right? They're trying.
That's a rent-a-mob. That's a union rent-a-mob.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to replicate the buzz that Trump gets anywhere he goes, where people come up, you know, with love and admiration. Thank you for what you're doing. He can't. When he was campaigning, this is why it's so hard to believe he got 81 million votes. They would have 12, you know, the pandemic circles during the election.
Well, yeah.
And he couldn't even fill 12 circles, but he got 81 million votes. I guess a lot of people kept that excitement to themselves.
I remember that one where they had everybody in the backyard and they had circles on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
They had a whole social distancing thing, right?
Yeah, you know.
I don't think we've ever recovered from that.
Do we look like fools now? Because if some really bad disease does come along, everybody's going to say, yeah, right, okay, screw that.
Yeah.
You know, nobody believes it anymore. So.
Chad.
Yeah, well, all of Biden's rallies are Hamas, as we call them, Hamas holes.
I like that.
That's what they call them, the Hamas holes. You know, and these are a lot of them are just young and stupid, but some of them are really radical.
Before I forget, you've been a big part of this show from the beginning, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And I start, you're number 20 a week from today, and I would like you, if you can, to come to the Bomb Hours and meet some of the people you haven't met, like Miss Murray here and so forth.
As far as I know, I don't have anything going on next Wednesday. Is it Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So I'll have to check with the master of my social schedule.
I understand that.
Mrs. Legal Eagle.
Yes.
You know, because I know I got a couple of things coming up, but I don't think, what day is that? Is that like the 5th or something?
It's Wednesday, the 1st of May.
Oh, it's the 1st of May, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can celebrate May Day.
Our favorite communist holiday.
That's right.
It used to be about dancing around the maypole and celebrating spring.
Yeah, didn't you have streamers and stuff like that? But
no, I'd rather dance around the Festivus pole and air my grievances.
There you go.
And then the feats of strength.
That's it.
So, all right. Well, listen. You guys y'all have a great afternoon.
It's been great, right. But I'm very eager to get over to the Bomb Hours and get some good food and libation.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
It's been 20 years of awesome entertainment and information. It has.
Thank you, Chad.
So, all right, buddy. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
But really, the whole point of next week is not to make a big fuss over me. It's to thank the people that you're somebody that's been part of what we do here more recently. But we're going back. Some of the people that have committed to come next week were people that go back to the first days of the Greg Show. I mean, really ancient radio. You were probably still in high school then.
Better get more than two tables.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have an arrangement made on that. I'm pretty confident. We are at 5:38 on News Talk. There was a list of movies that came out this morning, and I set it aside. I looked, you know, pretty much anything that comes in that's movie-related. Hey, we could chat this up. But I also, you have roots in all different types of entertainment culture, and you're going to ASF this Friday?
Yes, I'm going to see the Baskerville play with my family, and I'm very excited about it because I'm a big Sherlock whodunit sort of a fan.
Now, I'm a kind of a diehard on who the best Sherlock Holmes is. And for me, as a kid, it was Basil Rathbone. They actually used to have a TV show on WGN in Chicago. It was hosted by Basil Rathbone in his last years. And they would show one of the movies and he would tell stories. But I hate to admit this, I never read any of Arthur Conan Doyle's books. Does that make me a knucklehead?
No, not at all. It's actually better suited for the screen, I think. I mean, well, it depends on your preferred medium.
I love ASF. I love the theater. And I'm going to be real eager to see what your review is on Monday of the play, because this is timeless material. But they find new ways to reinvent it and do a different presentation.
My 8-year-old nephew is going to be going to the play with us, so we'll see how he likes it, because he's not really good at sitting still for a long time. But I think hopefully the story will be interesting enough and, like, the environment so different that he'll just be enraptured.
That'd be great, because, you know, That could be the moment for a kid that changes their life, having, you know, the theater experience.
And he's a big reader. He loves to read, so it could be a lifetime of getting him into these sort of mystery novels.
And we're going to do a little sticker shot coming up, some movies that are turning 20 this year, unbelievably so, and whether or not they deserve another 20 or should just fade into oblivion. It's all subjective. It's all fun, and it's coming up in just a moment on News Talk 93.1 FM at 5:40. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination since 1969. I call that the year the earth stood still. Think of all the remarkable things that happened that year. It began with the Jets, who were predicted to be demolished by the Baltimore Colts, the mighty Colts, in the third Super Bowl. Joe Namath said, no, we're going to win the game. And then he did it. That told you that that year was going to be different. We landed on the moon. We had Woodstock. We had Chappaquiddick. There were major news stories and things that affected us for the rest of our lives. And something else happened that year. A man named Dick McAdam was on what was then the real bypass around the city of Montgomery. But he saw that the city was growing to the east. And he said, one day, this is where the center of town will be, center of commerce. So I'm going to build my warehouse here and get ready. And he did. And it worked out beautifully, not only for Mr. McAdam and now Jeff Mallinson, the owner of Georgia Floors Direct, but for the consumer here. In fact, their reputation for selection and wholesale price flooring goes well beyond the river region. They have customers from seven other states who come to find the flooring they need for homes, whether they're reconditioning a house or building from scratch, knowing they're going to get a wholesale price and the great team of installers that Jeff has at Georgia Floors Direct. So when you buy there, they stand behind the product from the moment you pick it out to the moment you're standing on top of it, arms folded proudly across your bosom because you made a great choice by picking Georgia Floors Direct. You can look them up on Facebook. They've got the merry band of floriers to greet you, Jonathan and Dustin and Q. It's just a fabulous team. It's a great experience. In fact, you may only be slightly interested in new flooring, but if you walk in there, you're going to feel better when you walk out because the people there are so nice. I'm not kidding. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. Tales from the traffic dungeon.
Well, we had an accident out at Taylor Road on the approach to I-85. However, they have moved those cars off into the no man's land around the intersection. If you're headed up from East Chase to 85, watch out for those folks up there. But all lanes are open. Everywhere else, we're very busy. Did have an accident in Prattville a little earlier on Highway 231 right at McQueen Smith as you're heading in past Candlestick Park. But we believe that one may also be out of the way as well. Please use caution. We have a lot of cars on the road. Traffic's heavy all over the area. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? We can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor on their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel free. Just text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa. And he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
But resist. We must.
They're all jitty about a shutdown. The tortoise in the race. Then co-author of Who Briefs. U2 lead singer Bono. Fran Drescher. Sigourney Weaver. Suspect Jahar Sanayev. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. The show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday? Antonin Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates, both Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent?
Yeah.
The Environmental Projection Agency. And what sequestration has done.
I'm so old I can remember when they founded the Environmental Projection Agency. I think it has something to do with how they were showing movies in theaters. Our movie maven, Miss Murray, is with us this afternoon. I got this thing in the morning show prep. Movies that are turning 20 this year. And the guy that posted it, buddy of mine in Boca Raton named Kevin Ralston, who is easily the best air personality remaining in South Florida, listed Anchorman, Dodgeball, iRobot, Friday Night Lights, National Treasure, Collateral, The Aviator, 13 Going on 30, and White Chicks. And we have little samples from these we can play, but... first of all, are you surprised that any of these are 20 years old since they came out? And which of those?
No, they all seem about that old.
Okay. I loved Anchorman. It was off the charts fun, but the original Anchorman was diminished by Anchorman 2, which was a piece of crap. An absolute waste of time for me.
I have to admit, I've never actually seen the original Anchorman or 2.
The next time you need to, you know, waste some time, that's a good one to start with.
A lot of my friends like it. I get the humors.
You have to, here's the other thing. Will Ferrell's politics, in fact, almost any actor's politics, once they get political, I tend to, like, forget they're an actor, and that can kind of diminish my enthusiasm for certain films.
Will Ferrell's a hard one for me to love.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite TV shows of all time is The Office. But somehow there's a window in there where he becomes the manager of Dunder Mifflin for a few weeks. And he's incredibly annoying.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, when Michael Scott leaves, they bring in... And there's some funny moments.
Oh, maybe, vaguely. Yeah, I watched The Office a long time ago.
Here's the thing, though. In the episode where he makes his exit, Will Ferrell makes his exit, it happens because they're playing basketball in the warehouse, and he pulled the hoop down on top of himself, causing him great bodily harm. When you're cheering for that moment, because it means he's gone, you know that he wasn't
Bye-bye.
Contributing much. So what else on that list jumps out at you? National Treasure, that's Nick Cage, right?
Oh.
Or am I getting that mixed up with something else?
No, I think you're right. I was thinking it was the horse movie, but no, I think it is like something's on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, yeah. That I love the premise for it.
Yeah.
And it was a fun watch once.
Gosh, I think I saw most of these 20 years ago, so it's hard for me to be enthusiastic about it. I remember liking a lot 13 Going on 30.
See, I didn't see that.
And part of that was that whole, what's that Haley Mills one back in the day? Parent Swap.
Oh, yeah. I remember I saw that at the drive-in.
I don't know why it made me think of that, but no, it's the one where she switches bodies with her mom.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Haley Mills, she was the Disney teen.
Yeah, and way back in the day.
Along with Kurt Russell back in those days. Well, when they make 23 Going on 60... I'll see the sequel. The movie on that list that I remember anticipating was The Aviator.
That one was excellent. Very long, but very good.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio did a pretty decent job in that film. But my preference is always something that's based on history and real people. I don't mind, you know.
I really loved the filmmaking aspects of that movie because it was all about the life of Howard Hughes, right?
Yeah.
And his epic movies where he just wasn't holding back and he was going to make that movie no matter what.
Yeah. And it's, you like people like that who say, damn the torpedoes, this is my vision and we're going to do it,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm taking an enormous risk.
Yeah.
However, for people like that, we'd never have anything decent to go see. People have to take risks. But the scene in The Aviator that I thought was most memorable, Hughes is piloting his own experimental aircraft, and he's got to bring it down because it's starting to fail. And the scene where they show the right wing of the plane tearing through a house while the woman's in the kitchen.
Oh, I remember that.
And he was horribly injured in that crash, but survived it.
Crazy.
I wasn't real wild about the woman that played Katharine Hepburn in that film either, but...
No, I didn't really think she was quite authentic enough.
How about Dodgeball? I have never seen that.
I watched the trailer for that today just to kind of remind myself that I do not like... What's his name?
Ben Stiller.
Or I didn't like him in that, and I hate his mustache, but it's got this trope of, like, you get a group of ragtag kids together, and you have inspirational coach that's going to bring them to stardom,
right.
And then, like, so feel good in the end, and it's supposed to make the common man feel like, oh, you could succeed at anything if you put your mind to it.
There was a story today, and he was talking about, how about Zoolander? Have you ever seen that?
I think I skipped that one for the same reason.
Yeah, it's the mustache, I never saw that. Even though I have been to a bunch of his movies, I loved The Night at the Museum. I was a big brother when those came out, and those were great movies to take kids to.
Yeah, agreed.
Because they were, even in a way, educational. But he made a sequel to the first Zoolander, and it was a disaster. $50 million to make, grossed $29 million at the box office, so the producers got a bloodbath on that. And he said that the failure of that film affected him so much that he's had trouble since trying to decide what movie projects to take on. He doesn't think, he can't feel certain that he knows what's funny anymore.
Oh my goodness.
That's a hard way to learn those lessons.
That is rough.
Other movies turning 20 in 2024. And today, by the way, is a palindrome for 2424. White Chicks. I never saw that.
It's perfectly acceptable for black men to put on whiteface.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You got to have a sense of humor about that, right?
I'm sure it was hilarious, but wouldn't fly today.
No, not in these times. I was also well ahead of my time in that I didn't like Will Smith before everybody hated him after slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. So I never saw I, Robot.
That poor guy deserves a break just because of who he's married to.
Well, there is that. There are mitigating circumstances there, and I think those should be taken into consideration. You said when you were driving to the radio station, you came across some traffic?
Yeah, the northbound 85 traffic was pretty thick, like
pretty intense,
pretty slow.
Jay, who never calls the show, Jay Scott from the morning show. You've met Jay.
Yeah.
He was leaving at 3 just as we were coming on, and he watched a truck take down a power line that was low hung over the road right here on Carmichael and 85. We thought we might be blockaded here when they were fixing that, but it didn't become much of an issue, but it's been kind of a weird afternoon otherwise. So let's get our final update from Skipper, and then we'll come back and say goodnight.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we had an accident out at Taylor Road on the approach to I-85. However, they have moved those cars off into the no man's land around the intersection. If you're headed up from East Chase to 85, watch out for those folks up there. But all lanes are open. Everywhere else, we're very busy. Did have an accident in Prattville a little earlier on Highway 231 right at McQueen Smith as you're heading in past Candlestick Park. But we believe that one may also be out of the way as well. Please use caution. We have a lot of cars on the road. Traffic's heavy all over the area. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? We can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor on their website, ThompsonTractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 5:56. We have a couple of minutes to kill time, and nobody bludgeons the clock like Greg Budell. Ellen Murray is here, our movie maven. Were you ever a secretary in your career?
I was a receptionist at a church for about 6 years.
All right, that's an important job. Did the term Secretary's Day ever insult you? This used to be a big deal.
No, I got a card for Secretary's Day, and I was very happy with it.
Okay, so I don't understand why this used to be really, at one point, almost a whole week of saluting the people that really run the show at a lot of businesses.
Very much.
And they deserve the acknowledgement, but in these flaky times, these woke times, if you will.
There's people that are upset about Secretary's Day?
Yeah, yeah. They think it's derogatory. Administrative assistant. This is, this whole woke thing goes back. Yeah, that's what I say. Oh, please. How about some fun facts? These are things, if you're coming to the Baumhauers tonight, you can start a conversation with. Things that you may not have known.
All right.
I don't mean to sound like I'm doing my Jay Scott impersonation here.
Did you know?
Yeah. If you ever use bleach without gloves and it gets kind of slimy, the slime is not the bleach. It is your skin melting.
Ooh.
So, again, make sure you have the rubber gloves handy if you're working with bleach. More than likely, you have shaken hands with six or more men that... let me draw a little X through that one because that one's...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so naughty.
It's after they've had this activity. Mummies were not that rare until the Victorian British ate so many of them.
I've heard about this.
Mummies as medicine.
They thought it would maybe elongate their lives or something, or was it an aphrodisiac?
Wow. So that's where the whole Viagra thing is.
Elongate something else. Yeah.
It takes 3,000 cows, and this makes me sad, 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs.
I assume they take those from cows that they're already killing for the meat, right?
I don't want to think about that part of it. I'm thinking about the leather and all those cows, but yeah, I want my steak too.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to acknowledge it.
Meat's easier if you don't think about where it comes from.
And by the way, if your toilet paper is getting thicker...
And Leon's getting larger.
Remember this, our final thought for the day. Fecal matter can get through up to 10 layers of toilet paper.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Does everybody feel like they learned something from the show today?
Yes.
We're off Dr. Baumhauer. Come and join us. I will see you in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Until we meet again, you have a great and safe night. And thanks for punching us up.